to order. Senators Lassen, Kelly, Rohde, Curtula, and Sturgeluski on hand. We have one issue before you. If you recall, we authorized for placement on the calendar, Senate Concurrent Resolution 62, and we had some, there was some discussion about considerations that the committee wished in terms of changes, and you do have a marked up copy as well as a committee substitute of some recommended changes. Mr. Campbell, could you briefly go over the changes?
Yes, ma'am. Each have two versions of this. One is a clean copy from Legal Services. The other is a copy of the Resources Committee version. You'll see there with brackets and lines. And we worked based on the instructions this committee had provided last night. I met with Mr. Custer of the AG's office, and you can see on lines, I'm working on SCR 62 Resources. We deleted the whereas containing lines 18 through 20, and deleted a portion of line 25, and I can come back and go through the reasons for these. Changed on line 29, challenging to determine, and deleted the further resolved contained on page 2, lines 4 through 6. And what we, following again the recommendations and instructions of this committee last night, the attempt there was to make this as value neutral as possible, that it states the facts without implying any particular opinions about it, and thus that it would be useful to determine the constitutionality. The other additional change in the further resolve is the deletion of the recommendation that the challenge be handled by private attorney.
That again came from a committee.
It came from your the committee's recommendations last night.
What's the pleasure?
Madam Chairman, I would move you that we adopt as the Rules Committee substitute the draft Cook 62990. Mm-hmm. Unanimous consent, Madam Chairman.
Discussion?
This one here.
Yes.
No objection.
Objection? Hearing none, so ordered. I'd like to bring up, we had a request by Senator Jones regarding a letter of intent. I believe, yeah, you all have a copy that was brought up yesterday, and there was some discussion as to, pardon me?
Oh, okay, because they have it here.
Yes, everybody has a copy. There was some discussion about two things, about the source, and secondly, questions about the appropriateness of the, our adopting a letter of intent, because it deals with a financial matter. But Senator Jones was going to get some more information for us. Senator, could you?
We made it more general rather than specific, and Mike needs here to.
Okay. Yes, committee, like to hear from Legislative Finance. Mike, would you care to make comment?
Thank you, Madam Chairman. As I understand, the action to date and intention in looking at this resolution would be that the Attorney General would use existing available appropriations to initiate this lawsuit, and additional funds necessary, if it became necessary, the Attorney General would have an entree to return to the legislature for a supplemental and a normal process. So it basically comes down to a choice of general language that basically states that within the amounts appropriated, the Attorney General shall initiate the lawsuit, or the alternative would be an attempt to specifically identify money within the budget where the legislature thought that the Attorney General could direct or redirect to this specific purpose. At Senator Jones' request, I looked at this, and I would recommend it to him that the general approach be taken rather than the specific, because it gives the Attorney General the latitude to find the money within the budget rather than getting into an argument between the Attorney General and the legislature that this money here is or is not available.
Mm-hmm. Other questions?
Madam Chairman, I like Senator Jones' letter of intent for this move and ask unanimous consent to be incorporated this.
Ask unanimous consent.
Okay. Any, we've had unanimous consent. Any discussion? Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Okay. Any other business to come before this committee?
Madam Chairman, I would move that. Have we already been motion for countering motion?
We do need.
I believe we do.
Yes.
Madam Chairman, I would move that SCR 62 be countered at the discretion of the chair. Ask unanimous consent.
You'll understand that we, pending adoption, and I'm not totally sure whether we need the second motion. I would suggest that we do make it so that it's before us. Is there any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. Okay. Rules committee is adjourned.